Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude Maseches Moed Katan with Parag Gimel Mishnah Tes, and then we will begin Maseches Chagiga. So the final Mishnah Maseches Moed Katan reads as follows. The Mishnah talks about the halachos of funerals that happen on Chol HaMoed, or on, not Chol HaMoed, we spoke about Chol HaMoed, so I'm going to talk about other days that are similar to Chol HaMoed. Barashei Chadashim, Chanukah, Ubapurim, Ma'anos, and Metabchos, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, and Purim. Women are allowed to do their special chanting that they do, and they're also allowed to clap their hands in grief. But on both Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, they're not allowed to do what's called kina, because it's a more intense expression of grief than inoy, and it's a more intense expression than even clapping is. Nikbar ames loma anos loma tapchos. Once the mace is buried, then they're not allowed to do the chanting, nor are they allowed to clap in grief, even when it's not Chol HaMoed, it's just Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. So the restrictions are a little bit lighter on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. They're just not allowed to do that, the type of chanting called the kina, because that's very, very intense. And they're also not allowed to do ma'anos and metapchos after the kavura is already over. So, ezu inoy, what is this chanting that we call inoy that you're allowed to do on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, but you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? Shekulin onos ka'achas. It's when all the women chant together. Kina, and what is this more intense form of chanting called kina that you're not allowed even allowed to do on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim? That's sha'achas medaberes v'kulin onos acharel. It's where one woman says something and then it's done responsively. Everyone responds to it. Shenemar, Pasuk says, v'lamedna b'noseichem nehi v'isha ru'usa kina. That you teach your daughters to lament, and each woman teaches her friend kina. So the implication is each woman teaches her friend is called the kina, meaning kina is when it's done responsively, one speaks to the other. Now the Mishnah concludes, we don't want to conclude with just discussions of funerals and sad things and people dying, so we say, Avalas Lava Omer, but in the future, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu tells us, Bila Hamavas Onetzach Umacha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kol Padim, that death is going to be gone forever, and Hashem Elokim will erase the tears from all of our faces, so that way we're able to be Mesayim B'Davar Tov, we're able to conclude this Masechta with a positive thing. And now we move on to Maseches Chagiga, the final Masechta in Seder Moed. So let's learn Maseches Chagiga. Hakol Chayavin Bari'iyah. Everyone is obligated to appear before Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hamikdash on the three regalim, chutz mecheresh v'katan, except for cheresh v'katan, because they're not obligated in any mitzvos, and therefore they're not chayiv in ri'iyah either. The v'tumtum androgynous v'nashim avadim sheinim meshucharim, and a person who you don't know their gender because they're tumtum, it's covered up. The gender is covered up. An androgynous or as a hermaphrodite who has simanim of both male and female, and nashim and avadim that are still not yet freed, all of these people are only what are we saying over here? That they're accepted from the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Hachigar v'asuma v'achola v'azakin mishe miyachol lalos braglav, and also someone who's unable to walk, and a blind person, and a sick person, and an elderly person, and someone who can't go by foot. So because the obligation is to walk to the arzara, so you got to be able to go by foot. So those people who can't do so, either because they're handicapped or they're sick or they're old or they just don't have the proper constitution to do so, are all pater. So the Mishnah now defines what exactly is a katan. Ezu katan. Who is a katan that is pater from going even together with his father to be on the regel? Kol she'en yachol lirkov al ksefav shalaviv v'lalus mirushalayim laharabayis de Rebbe Shammai. Bishami says if he's too young even to ride on his father's shoulders, so that's too small of a katan to be chayiv to go even midin chinuch. Obeisilam kol she'en yachol lechos biyado shalav v'lalus mirushalayim. No, a little bit older. Anyone who can't hold his father's hands and walk with him by foot from Yerushalayim to the Arabayis, Shenemar Shalosh Regalim, because it says Shalosh Regalim. It sounds like you have to be able to walk by foot. So since even an adult who can't walk is Pater, a child who can't walk and would have to ride on his father's shoulders, Basil Gadol argues, is similarly potter. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Tes we said that Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim are a little lighter than Chol HaMoed, in that at a funeral the women are allowed to be ma'anos u'metapchos, just not after the body is buried. They're only not allowed to be mekonenos. So what is the difference between inoy and kina? So inoy is where they all say it together. Kina is one says and the rest respond. And then the Masechta concluded with a positive note that in the future all death is going to be gone and only nice things are going to happen. We're not going to have any tears on our faces. Now, Masechta Chagiga begins by telling us who is pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, from being on the regel during the Shalosh Regalim. So the list of people that are pater are a cheresh, a shota, a katan, a tumtum, an androgynous, women, slaves that are still not yet freed, someone who's lame, someone who's blind, someone who's ill, someone who's old, someone who's not able to walk. And the definition of a katan is machlokes b'sham b'silel. B'shami says a katan who's pater is someone who can't even ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, whereas b'silel says no, it's someone who's not able to walk holding his father's hands from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, because after all, the term is Shalosh Regalim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.